This tape is a special supplementary study to the Book of Genesis conducted by Chuck Missler. The subject of this tape, the testimony of the stars.
I thought tonight would be an interesting opportunity to do sort of a parenthesis. And so it will be more heretical than normal because of the exposure into this deep, dark, risky area that we're going into, let's diligently seek the Lord in prayer.
I care about you still.
The writings of that group
point out that
when a new star occurs in Virgo, that is
a big deal.
And it's very interesting that Gabriel, when he gave Daniel the 7 weeks prophecy, may well have given Daniel some other prophecies that aren't recorded in Daniel.
Forgive me if I share this before.
Organized the priesthood.
I don't remember if it was on the radio last week or in here, but it's important.
Asterism, but nevertheless, included a commit to your way and that unique ministry which you have for each and every one of us. So we ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. So tonight will be a... Those of you that are taking notes, you can just consider this an appendix to the study we did on the Tower of Babel. Those of you that are...
I should have known he was as good as dead when they wheeled him in.
...aren't here tonight, won't miss a thing.
Everything.
Second.
Lucy.
Kabbalistic section.
Said to Aslan.
So it's kind of
in C.S. Lewis's classic stories of Narnia.
Back to Aquarius. We have here the water bearer, the buckets.
Aslan,
okay,
the big lion.
And water is used two ways in the scripture. 1 Peter 1:23 and John 3:5, for example, they refer to the water of the Spirit. That was maybe a come out of it gracefully. Yeah.
Everything on the books.
Okay. We might have fun by starting. Turn to Luke chapter 1. We're going to wander around aimlessly for a little bit and then try to tie this all together, so don't panic.
The operating room is
Luke chapter 1.
He's dead.
And I'm particularly interested in verse 67 and following.
Do what you want to do.
This, of course, is the Gospel of Luke, and we have here an incident occurring early.
Apply 100 milliamps of current directly to the heart, then massage by hand. I'll handle the brain area.
I have absolutely no idea.
And,
by yourself?
By myself.
Anyway, verse 67. And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied. So we're going to have some words here that are ordained by the Holy Spirit. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up a horn of salvation. Charismatic Christians, we're all familiar with Acts chapter 2. We often don't get into Acts 3. Okay. Anyway, Acts chapter 3, verse 20, and he shall send Jesus Christ, who before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the time of the restitution of all things. Interesting phrase, referring to the Jubilee year, prophetically. In a sense, and that whole story can make the Joshua tapes. But the...
She looks at that
word,
big lion,
and also the Holy Spirit,
with his bushy mane, powerful paw, and white.
And you get in this heavily when you do Revelation study.
If I drink of that water,
you can dig back into your notes.
Will you promise not to eat me?
Come on with that, if you like. Meanwhile, we're going to move on to Pisces, the fish. Latin, the fishes. In the Hebrew, it's dagon, which means also the fish.
And destroy nations.
And interestingly enough, we find this word that's used of the sign of the Nazareth mentioned in Genesis 48:26. Genesis 48.
I make no promise to you.
26.
Say, Doris.
And,
would you like to have a drink with me? Just you and me. Away from everybody.
Get ahead of ourselves a little bit. We'll take a peek ahead and look at...
You and I can really be...
Then, if you don't promise to not eat me...
I'm
not going to drink of that water.
Let's see if I can. I can't read my writing. Let's see if I can do it another way.
I do my posing for classes.
And she chooses to drink.
I'm not. They're not being 26 verses in Genesis 48. I am in deep trouble.
But Lewis was driving.
However, it's 19 apparently.
God doesn't make.
Yes. Okay. The word
deals
in Genesis 19.
He's God. And he can wound when he wants to wound. And he can heal when he wants to heal.
When I panic, I go into
He can resurrect
shock,
when he wants to resurrect
Genesis
and kill when he wants to kill.
Verse 19.
Our God is an awesome God, and I think we ought to re-sing that song. Jim Wright.
Joseph was talking to his father, and Jacob responds. So the man, my son, I know what's going on. Which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets.
Short breath. Playing it safe like the other doctors.
Since the ages began. Well, the age began.
Keep
the world
massaging
began.
The heart. That's because you're
not. You've kind of interesting phrase.
Patient, doctor, I'm
kind of provocative phrase. It's in the different Genesis. But it says at the end of verse 1, it says, his seed shall become a multitude of nations.
Not frustrated.
That's actually
but I think
a mistranslation. What it really means is that he will multiply as the fish.
I understand the vernacular.
And the word there is dagon.
And it's not that.
Are references to
may have been the intent
maybe
of a songwriter. I don't know.
To the two sons of Joseph.
God isn't
okay. And interestingly enough, there's a band between them in the ancient star charts. And the thing that's
God.
Has his hoof right yeah, there at the band that, sits with, that connects the fish is the hoof of Aries.
I'm not on the make
to dust
the
okay,
and he is the hoof of Aries.
Folks,
maybe not.
Never forget, this song.
I still hate all men.
I won't.
You just kind of have to think, which takes us to the next kind of phrase.
He is
Aries.
A powerful
Aries
God.
Is familiar to astronomers. If you don't know the other
this,
signs, you know Aries because that's the reference
to
for all the others.
No,
you're going to do a celestial fix. All your numbers go from the equinox to spring.
I carry so gracious
and
kind.
That's at roughly.
Merciful and I can just do pretty much what I do.
17 years of the
Listen,
Galahad.
Careful.
And, anyway,
if I wet my glittering sword in my hand, take hold of judgment, I will render vengeance on my enemies, and will reward
the lambs. And of course, you often
hear
John the Baptist speculation.
I will make mine arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh. And that with the blood of the slain of the captives, the beginning of
Revelation 5, verse 12, worthy is the Aries.
Rejoice,
okay,
verse 43,
yeah,
the last
is the palace,
song,
and,
pardon me, the last verse in this song. Rejoice,
okay,
O ye nations, with his people, for
the
he will avenge the blood of his servants. He will render vengeance to his adversaries, and he will be merciful
interestingly
unto
enough,
his
this
land
one also
and unto his people.
Seems to
and glad the song ends that way.
Strange usage of it. There are two horns in the bull.
Moses came, verse 44, and spake all the words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Joshua,
the 12 signs of the
Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all
Israel.
And he said, set your hearts unto all the words.